Dictation for Alfredetta, A-L, F-F-R-E, D as in David, E, T as in today, A. Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Dr. Fuentes dictating, October 24. Mrs. Jenkins, Alfredetta, goes by Alfie, A-L-F-I, transferring to my service with end-stage renal disease, presently on peritoneal dialysis, started around April of this year. She's a patient of Dr. Kissondial, K-I-S-S-O-O-N, T as in David, I-A-L. Comes accompanied with husband. We saw her today in a multidisciplinary rounds with nurse, dietitian, social worker. Denies peritonitis or exit infection. Does have cloudiness of the fluid with elevated triglycerides suggestive of chylomicrons. Was doing 12-hour exchange. Was under the care of Dr. Salameh, S-A-L-A-M-E-H. Patient and husband has requested to change services to me. Has chronic minor edema as well as discolor of the legs in relation to peripheral vascular disease, but no ulcers or pain at rest. She's not very physically active. She denies blood melena. Small amount of urine. No recurrence of urinary tract infection or stones. Presently, no chest pain palpitation. Has a 3-lead pacemaker. Denies the use of oxygen. Minor dyspnea, minor orthopnea, no PND. Next paragraph, her past medical history. For long-term diabetes hypertension, she denies diabetic retinopathy. There has been dry eyes, cataract surgery, some procedures to increase the moist on the eyes by plugging the lacrimal ducts. She denies eye shot for retinopathy or bleeding. She denies glaucoma or macular degeneration. She does have peripheral neuropathy, half the way bilateral legs. There is history of coronary artery disease and procedures, atrial fibrillation, prior pacemaker, like 2021. Used to follow Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N cardiology, presently Dr. Melana, M-E-L-L-A-N-A. Ablation AV node was done, pacemaker upgraded to CRTP. This is not a defibrillator. She's not aware of valve abnormalities or rheumatic fever endocarditis. She denies TIS or stroke. There has been documented peripheral vascular disease but no procedures. She has a diagnosis of liver cirrhosis, but there has been no complications of peritonitis, paracentesis, esophageal varices, or encephalopathy. Next paragraph, she has recurrent urinary tract infection and kidney stones over the last few years with documented hydronephrosis a number of times right-sided. The left-sided kidney is reported as atrophic. They are not aware of renal artery stenosis. There is also a remote history of sarcoidosis 30 years back with no treatment. She's been a prior smoker and alcohol intake. other diagnoses of a GI reflux, hiatal hernia, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, history of breast cancer, no metastasis, problems of anesthesia, general anesthesia with nausea, vomiting. There has been migraines, hearing loss, sleep apnea, but not tolerating CPAP machine, also not tolerating oxygen, prior pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, right shoulder repair, right breast lumpectomy, hysterectomy, a number of cystoscopy with stone removal and stents, bilateral cataract surgery, pacemaker redo, upgraded CRTP, prior EGDs, no esophageal varices, abdominal hernia repair, most recent attempted colonoscopy within the last 1 year, they couldn't pass the scope, attributed to prior hysterectomy surgery. Next paragraph, I review medications. Please refer to the chart. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, on physical exam, decreased hearing, prior less implant bilateral, normal speech, normal eye movements. She looks frail. No gross respiratory distress. There are evidence of emphysema, no local iral wheezes, no palpable neck masses of thyroid, no gross JVD, no pericardial wrap, device on the left upper chest, PD on the right sided clear. Without exit orthogonal infection, no abdominal tenderness. She does have decreased pulses, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis capillary refill, with stasis changes, coldness, bilateral legs to the toes. However, no severe cyanosis or gangrene, and non-focal, very pleasant. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. Shows a target weight of 52.8, and she is at 52.4. Blood pressure runs in the hundreds to 110s over 60s. Her baseline creatinine is 2.69. KTB presently at 1.7 therapeutic. It was running below that. Hemoglobin at 11, normal white blood cell platelets, low normal ferritin, low iron saturation 15. She's doing 1.5 liters times 3 overnight for a total of 7 hours. A1C at 6.6. Presently on insulin Lentas only, no sliding scale. Glucose runs 200s overnight, 70s, 80s in the morning, middle 100s through the day. Potassium at 3.6. Bicarbonate 32, albumin low at 3.3, phosphorus less than 5.5, calcium less than 10.2, PTH at 100. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease. A combination of underlying diabetes. Hypertension, recurrent obstructive uropathy, nephrolithiasis, atrophy of the left kidney. I'm not aware of testing for renal artery stenosis. Presently dialysis dependent, changing from 12-hour exchange to cycler overnight. Present clearance is normal. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Recent severe edema, volume overload has resolved. She has preserved ejection fraction, but severe grade 3 diastolic dysfunction. Does have moderate pulmonary hypertension, enlargement of the left atrium, moderate tricuspid regurgitation. There has been discussions for Watchman procedure, but not final decision. Underlying atrial fibrillation, AV nodal ablation, and three lead device pacing. We discuss about diet. We discuss about electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, iron, and clearance. We discuss about underlying cirrhosis, clinically stable, thought to be related to probably combined non-alcoholic and alcoholic steatohepatitis. We discuss about the peripheral vascular disease, encourage physical activity, procedures depending on symptoms. I review all records available through My Michigan with prior ABI and Doppler lower extremities from March 2024, recent echoes from October, transesophageal echo from January, prior imaging ultrasound CT scan, prior urological evaluation. Prior stone analysis, this is 2 years ago, was 90% calcium phosphate and 10% excuse me, 90% calcium phosphate apatite, APATITE, and 10% calcium phosphate brushite, BRUSHITE. only to discuss with the patient end of dictation.